The Senate's Select Committee on Tax Reform has revised its bill to repeal the state's personal income tax and replace it with a much broader sales tax on goods and services. The original plan would have resulted in an additional $610 million deficit in the state budget when it was fully implemented in 2021. With some adjustments, state revenue officials worry the bill could still result in a budget deficit down the road, but senators are now considering asking the voters to protect their proposed changes by amending West Virginia's constitution. Over the weekend, the Senate Select Committee on Tax Reform unveiled their latest version of a plan to repeal West Virginia's personal income tax. What the new bill doesn't do, though, is repeal the personal income tax, at least not right away.
Beginning January 1st of 2018, we're not eliminating the personal income tax. We're simply changing the rate on the personal income tax from the graduated rate structure that's in place today to a flat rate of 2.65%.
Mark Muko is West Virginia's Deputy Revenue Secretary. He's worked in the state budget office for a long time and was responsible for calculating the bill's impact on state revenues. The first version of the bill would have set the personal income tax at an even lower across-the-board rate, 0.6%. That would have started on January 1st, 2018. It then lowered that rate over the course of 3 years until the tax was completely gone in 2021. But that left an even bigger hole in the state budget, an additional $610 million by the time it fully took effect. A new committee substitute doesn't do that anymore. Like Mukow said, the new bill sets the across-the-board income tax rate for West Virginians at a little less than 3%, starting in 2018. That rate is then triggered to reduce by 0.1% per year if, and only if, West Virginia brings in more than $2.5 billion in revenue from a new sales tax. But in 2023, the bill says the state will phase out the personal income tax. No matter how well West Virginia is doing financially, a full repeal would happen in 2032. Mukow explains in the meantime, to make up for the loss of revenue.
October 1st of 17, the current sales tax will go away and be replaced by the new consumption tax at a rate of 8%.
So the average West Virginian would be paying an 8% sales tax on the things they're already buying, but the tax would also be added to things that are currently exempt. You'll pay an 8% tax on your groceries, your utilities, when you get a haircut or join a gym. So under this version of the bill, for 3 months this year, West Virginians will see a fairly significant increase in the overall taxes they pay from October to January. Senate President Mitch Carmichael says that's because there is still some level of uncertainty that the plan will actually work, not with Republican members of the committee, but with revenue officials like Mukow.
For 3 months, you might say, yeah, I have to transition period of time to make certain that the numbers we put forth are backfilling reductions in the income tax and making sure that we have the plan put together.
The result of that overlap, though, according to Muko, is a surplus in the 2018 budget, the budget that currently has a $497 million hole in it. But in 2023, when the personal income tax would begin to phase out, Muko says state revenues would almost immediately come up short. He predicts they could be as much as $2 billion short in 2032, when the income tax goes away completely. Senator Robert Carnes chairs the Select Committee and is the lead sponsor of the reform bill. He says while he doesn't agree with Muko's numbers, that's also why they've made sure the bill is flexible so the rates could be changed to avoid a budget deficit.
Because if we do this in here,
he pointed to the new committee substitute,
And we get 2 or 3 years in and say, hey, you know what, the growth just isn't happening, well, we can make adjustments. We've already shown that this bill, as it was originally drafted, is very flexible. It was designed to be flexible. It can be very flexible. The step downs, for example, could be adjusted in out years to say, oh, we're going to lose too much revenue. So instead of stepping down, you know, 0.27% every year, we could step down 0.17% or whatever we need to do in order to make it work in those out years.
Now, if all of that wasn't enough, if all the numbers and the dates and the policy changes didn't already confuse you, there's also this. Republican Senate leaders say they'll propose a constitutional amendment to protect the changes made in this bill from future legislatures.
What will happen is we can do this, but obviously another legislature 2 years from now or 10 years from now could undo this. So in part, the amendment's purpose is to say, okay, we've done this, Now let's lock it in. Of course,
that amendment won't be exclusive to the income and sales tax changes, though. MUCO has made it clear in committee that one of the biggest problems with West Virginia's current tax structure is the low property tax rate, the rate businesses pay on equipment and citizens pay on their vehicles, for example. That's combined with also low real property taxes, which are homes and office space and other actual buildings. Those rates, which are well below the national average, are protected by the West Virginia Constitution, so lawmakers can't change them without a vote of the people, which is exactly what they want to do. Repeal the personal property tax, raise the real estate tax, and protect their income tax repeal and consumption tax hike by a vote of the people on a constitutional amendment.
Of course, it doesn't mean it can never be changed, because obviously we're amending the Constitution, and even the future legislature could propose that yet again. But it's a little bit higher hurdle than simply passing another law and, you know, changing things around the edges. So if this is worth doing, it's worth trying to make it difficult to undo.
The tax reform bill also makes changes to the severance tax and corporate net income tax, and the constitutional amendment hasn't even been introduced for lawmakers to consider. But for more information or a more detailed breakdown of the Senate's latest tax reform plan, head over to our website, wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.